We're very familiar with the concept that a person has to do Netilas Yadayim before starting to eat bread. Is there ever a situation where a person would have to wash Netilas Yadayim in the middle of his meal, after he already washed Netilas Yadayim at the beginning? So would there ever be an obligation to wash Netilas Yadayim again in the same meal? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Dalet Siv Beis that a person is in the middle of a Suda and he realizes that he touched his thigh or part of the body that's normally covered, or he scratched his head, then he would be obligated to wash Netilas Yadayim again with a bracha. So the reason being here that these areas are presumed to be dirty and sweaty, and therefore a person's hands are now dirty. He has to wash Netilas Yadayim again with a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Shekein, if you actually get your hands really dirty, or if you use the bathroom, so then certainly one would be chayv to wash Netilas Yadayim again with the bracha. So the example is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch, a person touching parts of the body and touching the hair. So a couple of years ago when Rav Schechter was here, I asked him, you know, nowadays many people don't feel like they touch their shoulder, their hands are filthy. You know, they touch, they scratch their head, their hands are so dirty. We have different standards of hygiene, we clean ourselves much more often. He said, yeah, I think you're right. So I wasn't asking specifically about this sif, but I was asking in general, because this comes up in different places. You have to wash your hands after you scratch your head. So he thought that maybe bizmaneinu, that would not be the case. But the din, nonetheless, is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if the hand actually gets dirty, or the Mishnah Berurah says a person uses the bathroom, you have to wash until you see the dime again with the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah does quote, and the Achronim discussed, the Taz, for example, seems to disagree with this Psak and Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on the Marshal. Marshal in Yamshul Shlomo says, we don't ever see in the Gemara that there's an obligation to make a bracha, a new bracha of Netilas Yadayim in the middle of a Suda. You get one Netilas Yadayim per Suda. After that, if this happens in the middle of the Suda, your hands get dirty, yes, you should wash your hands, but it would be without a bracha. So says the Marshal. That's the Psak of the Taz. So what does this issue depend on? So the Be'er Halacha, based on the Prima Gadim and his own analysis, the Be'er Halacha suggests that the question really is, what is the Mechayiv of Netilas Yadayim? To the extent that Netilas Yadayim is based on a Chashash of Tumah and Strach Truma, so then most likely, even if you're in the middle of the meal, and even if you go to the bathroom, there's no greater concern for Tumah than there was before. You wouldn't have to wash Netilas Yadayim again, certainly not with a bracha. To the extent that Netilas Yadayim is based on cleanliness, so then, Achanami, if your hands now got dirty, so that canceled out the Netilas Yadayim from the beginning of the meal, and now you'd have to wash Netilas Yadayim again, fully, with the bracha. This may be based on the Lashon HaGemara that we saw together in Maseches Chulin, that they established Netilas Yadayim Mishum Srach Truma V'od Mishum Mitzvah. Tosa says the mitzvah is Nikius V'Kedusha. So to the extent that that's an independent mechayiv, then anachanami, one would be obligated to wash with a bracha. In any event, the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Chayyadam, is that the following distinction. If a person's hands actually get dirty, or if a person uses the bathroom, in halakhic terminology, in using the bathroom, we distinguish between what a person is doing. There's hatalas meraglayim, so that's urinating, and then there's asiyas tzrachav. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person engaged in asiyas tzrachav, so then he would have to wash Netilas Yadayim again with a bracha. So the person actually got hands got actually dirty, we wash again with a bracha. Otherwise, a person would wash again kiddin, but without a bracha. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, seemingly the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. There were poskim who said, we're not going to get involved in this machlokas. The Marshal disagrees, the Taz. So wash without a bracha. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says like that. And that's many of the Sfari poskim bring as well. And the Ben Ishchai and the Kafachayim and the Yalkut Yosef all say to wash without a bracha. But the Psak and Mishnah Berurah is in these circumstances, actually, one would wash, one would actually wash again with a bracha. In any event, all would agree that in addition to making sure your hands are clean, you should wash kiddin, that you should wash with a kli. And the only question is if you make a bracha. So this would apply, as mentioned, a person uses the bathroom, a person changes a dirty diaper in the middle of the meal, so then one should be aware of this concern. Even according to the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that when wash again with a bracha, it should be noted, this is only if you're going to continue eating bread and you can have another kibetza worth of bread. Because in general, if you're having less than a kibetza of bread, the Psak is that one should wash without a bracha. Have a wonderful day. Please do pick up the chairs. Have a great Shabbos.
If I could ask.